Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk with our guy, Ross Tucker. And Ross, I just want to get it out of the way fast. Can Xavier Worthy get a MyFrontPageStory.com for his draft day, or is that just reserved for Mother's Day?
Good to talk with you guys. Yeah, I mean, Xavier Worthy, he's so fast, he can probably get one by the end of the day with his speed. It's unbelievable. It is, by the way, always good to talk with you guys. And it is by far the best Mother's Day gift I've ever seen. I think I've told you guys about it before, maybe before the Super Bowl, but it's crazy. I mean, you just talk to a writer for 10 minutes while you're driving home from work, tell them how great your mom is. They write this incredible story, get pictures from you. It's framed, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, like the KC Star. Absolutely beautiful. My sister and I got one from my mom 3 years ago, I think, and when she read the quotes from my sister saying, "I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom," she just started bawling. I mean, my mom just started absolutely crying. I can almost guarantee your mom will cry. And then she had to hang it up right by the front door, which I think is a little bit weird, but I don't care. She loves it, which is great.
Right.
MyFrontPageStory.com. It's MyFrontPageStory.com. By far, best Mother's Day gift ever.
All right, so you mentioned your mom cried. She saw that. It was beautiful. It was lovely. Were her tears bigger, or were Buffalo Bills fans' tears bigger last night when they realized they just helped the Chiefs yet again?
That was bananas, right? I mean, that was so interesting. And I think that clearly, you know, maybe the Bills had some receivers that if they had still been there, they would have selected. But they thought, well, we don't love any of these guys, or maybe we think there's five or six guys that we think are all about the same. So they traded down, but it just feels dirty if you're a Bills fan to trade with the Chiefs and to give the Chiefs the fastest guy in NFL history. Like, imagine you're a Bills fan, right? You had to deal with Tyreek when he was with the Chiefs. Then he goes to the Dolphins, and he's in the division twice a year. And now you're going to give the Chiefs the chance to draft a guy that's maybe faster than Tyreek Hill? I mean, Bills fans must be going nuts right now.
Yeah, I can't believe they would do that to their fans. That's just the gut punch. Even if you have justification for, yeah, we didn't have our guy, it's the Chiefs. I'd have played defense, Ross. Like, I'd have just made the pick so that they couldn't.
Well, here's the deal. They obviously don't think Xavier Worthy's that concerning, right? They obviously don't love Xavier Worthy. Otherwise, the Bills would have taken Xavier Worthy. And so they're not that worried about the Chiefs getting him. And I will say this, there's a lot of good receivers. I mean, A.D. Mitchell is still available, Ladd McConkey. So I think the Bills looked at it and said, well, the Chiefs are going to get one of these receivers anyway if they want them. So, and maybe they think Ricky Pearsall's better. Maybe they think Xavier Leggett's better. Maybe they think one of the other guys that's still available I just named is even better than Xavier Worthy. So I get it, but it does feel a little dirty for sure.
Yeah, because for me, it's not like maybe he's not your guy, and that's fine. But you legitimately helped a team that smoked you three times in the playoffs get their guy. Like, how do you sell that to your fan base? I know the spin job, we've been kind of listening in on Buffalo a little bit this morning to see the spin job that's going on out there. But at the end of the day, you just can't deny that you, like, legitimately allowed the Chiefs to get a guy that they wanted to make what they believe themselves better.
Yeah, obviously. So, first of all, the Bills need to do what's best for the Bills.
Right?
And we know the Chiefs are the best team, and we know the Chiefs won the Super Bowl the last couple of years. But ultimately, the Bills need to do the things that they need to do to have the best team possible in 2024. And I know that they play the Chiefs in the playoffs a lot, and I get that. But they got to worry about their team. I mean, because if they don't get their team better, they won't even see the Chiefs in the playoffs. You know, that if the worst thing that happens is they lose to the Chiefs again in the playoffs, well, that's something they can deal with. They're kind of used to that at this point. They got to make sure they at least get there and have that opportunity to lose again to the Chiefs.
Ross Tucker joining us here on 610 Sports Radio, former NFLer, has joined us a number of times over the years. You had one of my favorite tweets leading up to the draft, and I just need to give you the credit. You tweeted, breaking, just found out there's a team open to trading down, yet looking to trade up. But don't be surprised if they stand pat and make a pick. Pretty much nailing the opening round of the draft.
Well, it's just so funny to me. We spend like 4 days talking about teams looking to move up, looking to move down, or having conversations about it. And then, like, you know, the biggest team was the Eagles. They're trading up. And then they didn't trade up. Like, I mean, every team, if you know what you're doing, right? Every team in the days before the draft, they're going to go ahead and call the teams that are 5 spots, 6 spots, 7 spots ahead of them. Hey, if we were going to do a swap here, what would you guys want? What would the framework of that look like? And then the same thing, they talk to teams below them and say, you looking to move up? Because if our guy isn't there, we might be looking to move down, and here's what we would want. It's called doing due diligence. I mean, these are multi-billion dollar operations. They have like 30 people on the scouting staff. You don't think they call to at least get some idea ahead of time about what it's going to cost them? I mean, I just think it's nuts that we do this every year. This team might trade up. This team might trade down. Like, yeah, no kidding. They're all making calls to make sure they know what they might need to do in those situations.
Talking with Ross Tucker here on 610 Sports Radio. Also, too, the analysis last night. Every pick is a great pick. Every kid is a great, you know, selection. This guy's going to be wonderful in their system. And then you go back and look at past drafts, and like 90% of these guys in the first round never made it to like year three. How come every pick is a great pick for everybody?
Yeah, I don't know. I think part of it is because, you know, they're in the broadcasters are in on some level the hope selling business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where optimism reigns. This is one of the reasons why I think the NFL is so popular. It's like, okay, you know, 6 quarterbacks went in the top 12. He could be the guy you've been waiting for. Well, I got news for you. Okay, at least 3 of those 6 kids is going to stink.
Yep.
I mean, really be bad. I'd be surprised if they're not. I mean, even think about just 3 years ago. Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Trey Lance. I mean, none of those guys are even on – Zach Wilson. None of them are even on the same team anymore that they were on, you know, 3 years ago when they got drafted that high. So, I mean, good luck. You know, it's like winning the lottery. Some teams it works. Some teams it doesn't, but that's why. But I will say this. I don't think everybody was saying that last night when the Falcons took Penix. I mean, I really like Penix.
I love it.
As a player, I hated that pick. Hated that pick. Like, to me, and I'm about to post this on social media, Ross Tucker NFL, that selection, 2 thoughts on that selection, right? Number one is that it is, like, to me, that is borderline disrespectful to guys like Jake Matthews at left tackle, Grady Jarrett at defensive tackle, you're going to draft a guy in the top 10 that shouldn't play for at least two, probably 3 years? I mean, that is infuriating if I'm one of those guys. And to me, it reeks of job security and job preservation, right? Like in the NFL, when in doubt, people are making the decisions that they think give them the best chance to keep their job. And I think the GM, yep, Terry Fontenot, and the head coach, Raheem Morris, said, you know what? We're going to be pretty good the next couple of years with Cousins. And we're in the NFC South, which is not a good division. So we got at least the next couple of years where we'll be in a pretty good spot. If we draft Penix Jr., well, first of all, he'll get to learn from what we're doing with Cousins. But then when he takes over, we'll get at least that year and probably the year after that. I mean, if you think those guys just bought themselves like 4 or 5 years as being the GM and the head coach for their teams. Think about that. 4 or 5 years, which is an eternity in the NFL. That never, ever happens that you get that much time. But that's basically what those guys did last night.
Yeah, I you know, I was sitting there, we were watching it, and I was talking to somebody that goes, what do you think the Falcons need? And I just blurted quarterback. I don't know why I said I think they need a quarterback. And then they drafted Penix, and my buddy's like, oh, my God, what do you – you got, like, the script? I'm like, well, I've had that for years. But I just thought – I don't know why I thought quarterback right away for Atlanta, and they did. And I believe, Ross, that Michael Penix Jr., in my opinion, he's the best quarterback in this draft. And I saw him go to Atlanta. I'm like, thank God he's not going to the Raiders.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, look, I had a bunch of guys come on my show on the Ross Tucker podcast, and, you know, quarterback gurus, right? Phil Sims, who's not really like this, said he's one of the best throwers of the football he's ever seen. I mean, he said he made so many ridiculous throws in college over and over again that he was in awe of. And so I think that's what – supposedly there was 3 or 4 teams trying to trade up for him. You know, I think I saw where the Saints, the Raiders – I mean, there was a bunch of teams, which to me, by the way, that makes what the Falcons did even worse. They could have traded down, still gotten maybe the number one defensive player off the board, picked up a bunch more picks. They could have made themselves, guys, by far the favorites in the NFC South. And if you're by far the favorites in a division, then, you know, you're hosting a playoff game and you're giving yourself a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Instead, they're worried about 2026, 2027. You know who that helps? That helps the GM and the head coach. And I would say maybe 5 to 10 players on the team will still probably be there in 3 years.
It's true. It's true. The turnover happens so fast. Ross, thanks for catching up again. Enjoy the rest of the weekend of the draft, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Great talking with you guys. Thank you so much.
That's Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.